you're a coach who's feeling like your business is just a bit messy and disorganized, then this is the episode of the show for you. We're going to be talking all about several areas of your business that you can tidy up, clean up, declutter, so you can enjoy more spaciousness and get better results. Let's dive in. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health and life coaches get more clients, grow their businesses, and live the best lives while they do it. And today on the show, we're talking all about how you can basically spring clean your coaching business. Obviously, it is the time of year, as I record this, we are in March, and it is the time of year for that fresh spring-like energy. We are just about to get into the energetic new year, which comes with the spring equinox. So perhaps if you've been finding the first few months of 2024 a little bit stagnant, a bit kind of difficult, then now's a great time to just freshen things up and welcome in some new energy. When you want to create something new, often it's a really, really good practice to make space for new things to come in. And that's where cleaning things up and decluttering can be really, really effective. And this obviously also works for your coaching business too. So no matter how long you've been in business, it can be a really good idea to review certain parts of your business and just look at what things need to be decluttered, tidied up, organized, so that you can have more spaciousness, have that space for new things to come in, and really start that energetic new year in the best possible way. And to celebrate the spring equinox or the autumn equinox, of course, if you're in the southern hemisphere, and to really just, you know, embrace that kind of get shit done energy that comes at this time of year. And I think the same goes for autumn as well, if you're in the southern hemisphere. I have two bundles of my courses and programs that are a collection of different offers that I have that are heavily discounted. And that's going to be going live on Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024. So the first bundle is the new coaches starter pack. So the biggest problem that new coaches come to me with tend to be getting clear on the niche, getting that offer sorted out, and actually having like a method of marketing themselves that's going to get clients. So what I've included in that bundle is my Unbox Guide to Niche and Messaging, my Create Your Aligned Offer program, and also my Priceless Power Hours program, which is basically it's a way to create a specific offer, but also that offer that helps you get more one-to-one clients. So those have all been bundled up. And then the second bundle is the No Social Audience Building Bundle. So this is all courses that are going to help you build your audience without social media. So in there, we have social search, we have enchanting challenges, we have blog school, and we have Pinterest magic. And again, there's a massive discount and a payment plan available on both of those bundles. They are going to be available from the 20th of March until the 25th of March. And you also get a bonus week of Voxer access to me as well if you purchase them. So do go and check out those bundles. They're going to be awesome. And if you want to take some action in those areas of your business, then they're a really, really great offer. So go and check those out. And I'll make sure that all the links are in the description as well. So back to spring cleaning, autumn cleaning, any time of the year cleaning our business, because sometimes this just comes up and we just want to spruce up our business and just get things like feeling nice and fresh and clean in there. And this is how I would approach the spring clean. And basically this is about going through some key parts of your business. To me, this is not part of the same process that I would go through for planning around my business. This is something kind of slightly different. And this is such a good time to do this because if you have done an annual plan, so I planned for my business for 2024 back in December. And this is a really good point in the year because, you know, we've had the winter, perhaps you started to explore how those plans feel. And this is a really great check-in point just to see how things are going and to course correct if things aren't going the way that you want them to go. So it's a really good check-in point anyway. But I think for any kind of spring clean, it's just about reviewing these areas and looking at what can be decluttered, what can be let go of. Again, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, that's very much an autumn kind of energetic thing. But what needs to be organized, sorted out, this is the perfect time of the year to do it. So we're going to take you through the different areas of your business that you can look at and think about how you can do some of those things, let things go, declutter, etc. So the first area of your business to look at is your offers. Now, depending on how many offers you've got, if you have a multi-offer business like me, and if you want to learn more about having a multi-offer business, I will link to an episode of the show where I talked all about having a multi-offer business. Certainly, if you do have more than one or two offers, looking at the offers that you have available in your business and just reviewing what is going on with those offers, like how are they selling? How are you actually selling them? Like, are you showing up to sell them? Do they need updating or organizing? Like, what is going on with those offers? How do you feel about them? How about the pricing? Is the pricing right on them right now? Having a look at all these different angles and looking at what's going on with them is a really, really great thing. It might be that some of your offers need to be retired. Maybe they need to be changed. You know, there's all sorts of different things that might come up, but this is obviously a huge part of your business, it's what it is that you sell. So it's really important to have a look at this and just decide, you know, what's working, what's not. Does everything need to be there? Like, do you need to let something go to make space for something new? Because I think, well, we can always add new offers. Sometimes our capacity to hold all of those offers and certainly to deliver on them, but even just to energetically hold them, you know, is not, you know, infinite. So making decisions about what we want to do with our offers can be really key in this process as well. Another area of your business that you can review is your client onboarding and offboarding systems. So this is just a great opportunity just to look at, what do you do to onboard your one-to-one clients or your group program clients or whoever? Like, what's the process? Are you happy with that process? Is it working? Is there little parts of it that just don't quite connect well? Like, is now a really good time to actually start automating and actually, you know, invest in a CRM and actually start to automate some of those pieces? What's going on with your offboarding? Can anything be improved around that? Like, are you collecting really good testimonials? Again, just a really good opportunity to review that whole part of your business and make sure that it's working well for you right now. A great area of your business to potentially declutter and improve is your tech stack. So your tech stack is simply the different bits of tech, the different apps, the different systems and programs that you might have purchased or have memberships to that help you run your business. So for example, in mine, I use G Suite with Gmail and Google Workspace and Google Docs and everything. I use ConvertKit, I use Canva, I use Descript, I use Zoom. I use Thrive Learn and Thrivecart to manage my courses and to sell things. You know, I use Stripe to take payments. So just look at all of these different parts of your business. And again, you don't have to have a big tech stack depending on what you've got going on in your business. It doesn't have to be big, but it can be really good to review that and look at, am I overcomplicating things? Like, if you're a little bit like me, I love tech, I love these things, and the tendency for me is probably to overdo it and overcomplicate. But look at what it is that you need. Can anything be simplified? Can anything be decluttered? Or actually, is it the opposite? Do you actually need some new tech in your tech stack to make things more effective and efficient and actually take, you know, declutter another part of your business, like declutter your time so that you can get more done? So reviewing everything that you've got going on there can be really, really effective and just help you get more organized in general. Like, if you don't have a way of organizing your time and your tasks, that can be a big thing as well. Like, obviously I'm a huge fan of Notion, and one of the things I'm going to do is really look at my Notion, how I use it, the whole processes that I've got behind that, how it's organized, and just see if I can improve that. So looking at your tech stack and, you know, making those decisions can be super, super helpful. Another really good thing you can do is review your expenses and actually just look at everything that you're spending money on in your business. Again, depending on the stage that you're at, you might not have very many expenses, or you might have much more complicated big expenses, but just reviewing everything, looking at what you're spending in your business. Do you need to be spending exactly what you're spending? Can perhaps you switch some things up? Can you change to different providers? Can you cancel some contracts? Like, look at what it is that you've got going on. Do you need to follow up with some things and just figure out whether or not that's the right price? Just review all of those expenses and make sure that they all make sense and that they're all meant to be there. That can be so, so useful as well. Another massive area of our business that we can look at is our marketing. So it can be very easy to find that our marketing can get overwhelming. We can be trying to be on lots of different platforms. We can be doing lots of different strategies. We can be doing all sorts of different things, or perhaps we just don't have a strategy at all. But doing a bit of an audit of your marketing can be really great as part of this process, because you get to see, you know, what is it that I'm actually doing? Like, if I had to write what I'm doing down as a strategy, could I do that? Would it make sense to anyone from the outside? Like, what is it that you're doing? And is there any parts of that you don't need to be doing anymore? I think another element of this is actually looking at what's getting results and actually measuring that. So usually with any kind of strategy, it needs time before you can really make a decision on whether or not something's working. But if you've been doing something really consistently for a long period of time and you're not getting the results, then that's a really good indicator that something needs to shift or change. So, you know, looking at what it is that you're doing, looking at the platforms that you are doing your marketing on, looking at your content, like, how do you feel about the content that you're creating for those platforms, and really reviewing all of those different elements. Again, with that whole mindset, this is not necessarily the same mindset that we would have if we're doing our annual planning or our quarterly planning. This is more, does this need to be here? And if it does, can I do it better? Does it need to be let go of? Does it need to be decluttered? Is it organized and tidy and clean and simple? Those are the kind of questions that you want to ask yourself as part of this process. So looking at all of your marketing with that head on, that can be really useful as well, just to see, you know, are you actually doing things that you don't need to be doing? Or can you streamline ways of doing things, do things more effectively, more efficiently. Again, all with that view of creating more time and spaciousness in your business. Now can also be a really good time of year to deep dive into your analytics and your metrics. So if you are measuring what's going on with your marketing, and I have to admit, this is like a growth area for me, because this is something I have not traditionally done, is like really gone into the analytics and the data. Much bigger business owners than me do this really, really well. So it's something I want to explore to see if it's going to help me. But are you actually like looking at your data in your business? And this can be a really good time of year just to review that and just to make sure that you are measuring the things that you want to measure and just see what's going on. Take a little look in there, you know, figure out what those figures mean. That can be a super part of this process too. A very obvious part of decluttering and cleaning up your business would be looking at your digital files. I think that's a really common thing that we want to look at. You know, if you have different files stored in different places that have things to do with your business, even personally as well, now is a fantastic time of year to just give that a good clean and tidy. I have files on my computer that are part of my Dropbox. Then I have like my Google Drive. Then I have Notion. Like I have things in all sorts of different places. You know, I have client bits and pieces here and there. And now's a really good time to just review everything that you've got going on. Like, do you have a system for where things go? Is your desktop tidied up or is it a total mess? Like, what's your filing system like, your kind of digital filing system? These are all really, really good things to look at, because although it might not seem like, you know, tidying up your digital stuff is going to help you make more money in your business, but it will create more time, it will create a bit more headspace, it will make things more organized and simple. And that in turn can help you get better results. So it's really worthwhile just taking the time to figure all of that out so that you know where things belong. Everything's got a place. You know, Marie Kondo the shit out of that, basically. Like, stuff that's not bringing you joy, let it go. I mean, that's probably a really good thing to think about in general. As part of this whole process is, you know, is to look at it from like that Marie Kondo kind of point of view. But yeah, look at your digital files, see what needs to go, what needs to just be deleted, what needs to be archived as well. Like, again, great time of year to just archive a bunch of stuff that perhaps isn't relevant anymore, but you want to keep hold of. That's a really, really good thing too. And just get all that spring cleaned and tidied up. Next up, something else that you can do if you are like me and have lots of access to different courses and programs is to tidy that up and just review what it is that you've got going on in terms of what programs and support you have access to. So obviously bundles are a really popular thing right now. And if you've participated in any bundles and actually like gone in and downloaded and accessed other people's courses and programs, you've potentially got access to a lot of very, very useful information. And it can be overwhelming to know that you've got access to all of these different courses and programs that you can use, but that you're not actually using. So I have, and I'll put a link to this in the description, I have a courses and programs library in my Notion where I keep everything organized and have everything tagged. So if I know that I'm going to work on ads, I just need to type ads into the search bar of my courses and programs library, and everything that I have downloaded and have access to around ads will appear so I can see what I've got that I can use. That's the way that I stay organized with them, but it can just be a really good idea just to inventory like what it is that you've got access to. Another part of this as well that is really interesting to look at is when you invest in something, particularly if it's a higher level investment, and then don't make use of it, that can feel like a bit of an energy leak. And I think you've got a decision that you can make as part of this overall kind of spring clean process, which would be, do I now commit to doing something with that course or that program that I have access to, or do I just let it go? And this is a really good opportunity to do that and just to like sever that energy leak if you have decided that it's not for you for whatever reason. But really taking an inventory of the stuff that you have access to and looking at whether or not any of that's useful, going to be useful in the next few months, that you want to maybe make a use of and actually do those courses, or just letting things go as well. That's absolutely fine. Or just archiving it. That's also fine. It just kind of cleans that part of your brain up a little bit, I think, in your business, and that can be really, really helpful as well. And then finally, just to end on a slightly woo note, we can really take a good look at the energy that we've got going on in our business. And by that, I mean the energy leaks that we might have, the boundaries that we have, and also any energy that you might be holding on to that is not your own. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a sec. So an energy leak is basically something out there that is draining a piece of your energy, or where your energy feels like it's been taken to. that you no longer want it to be taken to, or that isn't bringing you anything back in return. And there's lots of different parts of your business where your energy can be leaking. It's just really kind of getting a sense of, are the things that I'm spending time thinking or worrying or stressing about that I have no control over? Is there anything that I'm spending time worrying and stressing about that has something to do with someone else? You know, just really taking an inventory again of what's going on with your energy when you are in your business, when you're thinking about your business and so on. That can be really, really helpful. Another part of this is your boundaries. So really looking at, what boundaries do you have in place in your business right now, and are they actually serving you, or do you need some new boundaries, or do you not have any boundaries at all, and do you need to really freshen those up? I have done an episode of the show on boundaries, and I will link to that as well. Boundaries are so, so important if you are going to run what's particularly a one-to-one coaching business and not get burnt out and actually, you know, manage all of that. So it's a really, really important thing to look at as part of this process and identify what's going on there. And then finally, energy that you have that is not your own. Again, especially when you're working with people one-to-one, I think what we do is we tend to take on other people's anxieties, other people's worries about things. And that's their energy, that's their worries, their concerns, and it's not to do with you, particularly if you've made a boundary around that and you've been very clear in communicating it. So it's really important to kind of do that energy hygiene, if you like. It's a really good point in the year to do that and really look at it. And it might be that if this resonates with you, that you look at doing a regular kind of energy clearing, if you feel that the energy of your clients is kind of sticking to you a little bit. And I don't mean that in like a kind of really horrible way, that your client's energy is horrible. But when we are doing this work and when we are engaging with people in this way, it's just natural. And I think, again, I feel like a lot of you guys who I'm talking to as part of this show, we are more deeply feeling, we are heart-centered, we are going to pick up on this and we are going to hold on to it. So it can just be a really good process to go through and just to let that go and just to shed that, cut the cords, you know, all of that stuff that we need to do to enable us to function at a better level in our day-to-day running of our business and of our lives as well. And like I say, it's nothing negative about our clients at all. It's just more about how we maintain ourselves. You know, I think that's a really interesting thing to look at when it comes to that decluttering and keeping that, you know, that spaciousness in terms of our energy. It can be really, really effective to do that. So there we have it, guys. There is several areas of your business, a little kind of checklist that you can run through if you want to do a bit of a spring clean of your business. This is a process I'm going to go through. It feels like a really nice time to do that. There's definitely some organizing behind the scenes that I need to do in my business. So I'm going to have some fun clearing out digital files, like reviewing things. It's a really, really good time of the year for that. And like I say, do check out the bundles that I'm going to have available starting on Wednesday, the 20th of March. They are like massively discounted. So if you've looked at any of my courses and programs around these topics and feel like they would be good to get, this is a great opportunity. And like I say, you get Voxer access to me, where I will chat with you and answer any questions that you have. And that can be really awesome. You're also, with all of my courses and programs, you get access to my client and customer only Facebook group, which again is another place to ask me individual questions that I can answer and respond to for you as well. So do check those out. I'll put the links in. Remember, those are the Spring Forward bundles. We've got the new Coaches Starter Pack and the No Social Audience Building Pack as well. Check them out and let me know what you think. And I will see you next week, guys. Take care. Bye.